The body of Kathy Simmons was found outside her home in Burnside. She'd been kicked and beaten with a wooden rod. She died a few hours later at a Peoria hospital. Her husband, Kevin Simmons, was eventually convicted and sentenced to 45 years in prison. Now her children are collaborating with victim services at the Western Illinois Regional Council Community Action Agency. They're holding the first Kathy Simmons Memorial 5K Walk and Run. Her son, Kent Simmons, feels the time is right, despite the passage of time.
It's been 11 years. That doesn't make it any easier to attend the event, but sometimes it just takes time to get funds and ideas and time together for a whole cohesive unit to work and make something produced like this possible.
Did you and your siblings live in fear when you were growing up, a fear of your father and what he might do?
We really did. People who live with abuse or things in the home that they don't want others to know, you really become a great actor. You learn to be normal. You learn to put on a good show, smile even when things aren't okay. You know, we did have a very unpleasant childhood. Frequently, many people in our small town of Burnside and Carthage, you know, tried to intervene and help, but unfortunately couldn't get the help that we needed. And, you know, my mom unfortunately had to succumb to the severe torture. That's the only way I can explain it, that we were all experiencing at that time. And it was a very unpleasant time of our lives.
As you look back, do you feel she also had to be a good actor?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's embarrassing, you know, when you have something like that that you can't control and you've got a partner or a husband or a wife that maybe, you know, can't hold their alcohol or, you know, is abusive to your children or abusive to your spouse. That's not something that a lot of people want to talk about and don't really care to share. And that's what we're really trying to bring forth, is that, you know what, it happens in every town, every community, and a lot of people just won't acknowledge it and talk about it. And we want people to know that if you're the friend or a family member of someone who's living this life, you have to help step in and give them the confidence and give them the ability to know that they are supported and they can move forward from it with support.
How would you suggest someone go about doing that?
There are probably many different ways to approach it clinically. You know, I think from a friend standpoint or family standpoint, is just acknowledging, you know, confronting the person who the abuse is coming to and saying, hey, I'm noticing this. I know you may not want to talk about it right now, but I want you to know that I notice. Sometime if you're ready, and you're ready to discuss it, I would love to help you. I'm not going to force you to do it. And, you know, just know that that support is there, and supporting your friends and family makes such a huge difference in allowing them to come forth with items that aren't always so pleasant to talk about.
What can you tell us about your mother?
You know, gosh, I think everybody looks at their mom and, you know, has great, awesome memories and things, but I just look back with really awesome memories of, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of things, but I'm just so thankful and blessed for my mother and my grandparents for, you know, instilling certain values of, you know, hard work, trying to be successful, and success is not measured by the money and the cars that you have or the house or, you know, it's by the things that you do for others and how you make other people feel. And that's one thing that I really think exemplifies my mom. You know, she's a nurse and she really committed her professional career to being in a hospital setting and helping those people who needed help. You know, it's very difficult to think back on what we went through. But, you know, I think back with really, really great memories of the springtime, throwing the windows open. She'd clean the house from top to bottom. We'd have the Supremes, you know, blaring on some old junky stereo that we had in the house. And people think that that's kind of goofy, but you know what? For me, that's a really happy memory. So I think back and I look back with a lot of love and see that even though she's gone, the things she instilled in us really did stick, and they really do mean something to my life because I find myself doing a lot of the same things that she did when I think back.
Kent Simmons is one of the children of Kathy Simmons, who was killed by her husband in Hancock County in 2003. The first Kathy Simmons Memorial 5K Walk and Run will be held this Saturday morning in Macomb. Proceeds will go to domestic violence victims and their families. Kathy Simmons worked at MDH, and Kent Simmons credits the doctors and nurses there with ensuring a conviction in her death. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.